Locked On Dynasty Football, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Here are your hosts, Matt Williamson and Ryan McDowell.
Thanks for making Locked On Dynasty your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Dynasty listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement rings. Use code LOCKEDON at checkout. Welcome to the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan McDowell. Follow me on Twitter at RyanMC23. Joining me, as always, is Matt Williamson. Find Matt on Twitter at WilliamsonNFL. Matt, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Just got back from vacation, recharged, ready to dig into some Viking talk here, right? Yeah.
That's it. That's the plan today. I'm doing well. Probably not quite as good as you. You're rested and tanned. You're ready to, as you said, to move back into the football world after a few days off in a nice locale. So yeah, we're talking Vikings today. We are continuing our look at every single team in the NFL. We are nearly halfway through the NFC.
Great series. Really,
yeah, it's been a good one.
Yeah.
A good chance, as we talked about early in the series, a good chance to kind of take a step back, think about the moves that every team has made and what that really tells us about their plans for 2022 and obviously how it impacts individual players. That's what we really care about here in the dynasty space. We are talking Vikings today, so let's get right to it. We always like to start with that team overview. Who did they draft? Who did they sign in free agency? And for the Vikings, at least from these offensive skill positions, it's a short conversation. They're essentially running it back. They add Ty Chandler, a rookie running back. They add Jalen Naylor, a rookie wide receiver. Naylor was a late draft pick. Chandler was a late draft pick as well. Maybe picked a little bit earlier than most assumed. Other than that, though, this team looks exactly like it did last year with Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, and Alexander Mattison in the backfield, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, KJ Osborne, your top wideouts. And Irv Smith was actually not there last year due to injury, but they hope to have him back and fully healthy this season. Matt, what are your overall thoughts on this Vikings offense and these individual skill players?
Yeah, we do have a new coaching change, though. So while we're running it back to the same guys, surprisingly, this coaching staff is pretty much keeping the same players. I expect them to be a little more aggressive throwing the football, though, and I don't want to say they were archaic under Zimmer's regime, but they were conservative and very few three-receiver sets, so I think there's more opportunity for another receiver to emerge. I'm not sure who that will be on this team, you know, a third wideout, a little different look, but I think the Vikes are an underrated playoff contender. I don't want to say they're a Super Bowl contender, but they had a lot of injuries on defense last year. I think it's a quality team. But I didn't have an easy time buy, selling, and holding, you know, obvious players.
Yeah, that's very true. You did make a good point about the coaching staff. Certainly noteworthy because, if for no other reason, we've heard from players, namely Justin Jefferson, that seem to be looking forward to this new offensive play style and getting away from the defensive head coach. And yeah, you said it, kind of archaic, old school, whatever language you want to use there. Kevin O'Connell comes over from the Rams. His offensive coordinator is Wes Phillips, I believe, is his name. The big conversation that I've heard about O'Connell is, at least recently during his time with the Rams, he didn't call the play. So is there concern there for you on what that's going to look like?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he has a Patriot background too, was drafted by Belichick, you know, spent a lot of time with Brady as a player. He's kind of an unknown, you know, of all the new head coaches. in terms of what he brings as the leader of the team now, I think that one's maybe as up in the air as any. You know, I mean, he might be great. He might not be. I mean, he's considered to be very bright. I don't know what style of play caller he is. You just think with his background, we'll see more 11 personnel. But, I mean, I guess we're not certain of that or his style of play calling. And I would imagine they're going to run the ball quite a bit and run a lot of play action off it. You know, those are Ram staples as well. But he's a tough one to kind of wrap your head around.
Yeah, and we have seen, of course, some success from those former Rams assistant coaches, offensive coordinators, et cetera. So certainly a lot of reason, I think, still to be excited about O'Connell and the future of this offense and the franchise overall. Let's go ahead and start with a buy here, Matt. A player that you're interested in buying. You said you had a hard time. Of course, Cousins, Cook, Thielen, those guys feel like they've been there forever.
Sure.
Irv Smith always kind of looked at as one of those players we want to invest in, but honestly, he's never consistently, at least through the first couple years of his career, hasn't put anything together to really get us too excited. And then there's Justin Jefferson, the superstar of this offense. And I know typically when we have been trying to identify these buys, players to target and trade, we normally go a little lower down the ranks. I didn't this time. I went with Justin Jefferson. He's the player. He's the player I want most on this roster. He's the wide receiver two right now to Justin Jefferson in DLF ADP. He's the third player overall. Obviously not going to be cheap. But this is the guy I want to pay up for and have on my roster. Super young, just 2 years in the league, and has dominated in both of them.
Remarkable player, remarkable start of his career. You know, he came in the league and we thought, oh, he's just a slot, but he's a good one. No, you know, I mean, he does everything. And I think it's very sustainable. Is he your third overall dynasty player, you know, period?
He's my second overall dynasty player.
Okay.
So I've got Chase and I've got Chase and Jefferson ahead of Taylor.
Gotcha. Okay. But you have Chase ahead of Jefferson.
I do. But
okay.
I mean,
I
think
Harris, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
He was my hold.
Just okay.
Because, boy, he's expensive, you know.
Yeah, certainly is expensive. I've got some recent trades that have gone down involving Jefferson, and actually, he's not quite as expensive as I thought he might be. Again, we pull these trades from actual dynasty leagues, and you can use the trade finder on DLF to do that same thing yourself. The first one I found is probably the most costly, DeAndre Swift and Devontae Adams for Justin Jefferson. You're certainly paying up. You're paying a couple guys who are, if not first-round picks in a dynasty startup, they're both certainly close for Justin Jefferson. I'm still doing that deal. We know Adams is going to lose some value at his age, and with the change that he's dealing with this offseason. I like Swift a lot, but if I can have a young wide receiver or a young running back, I'm taking the wide receiver every time. I would pay Swift and Adams to get Jefferson. What about you?
Okay. You know, if I had Adams, this is the type of move I would like to make. You often say pivot off of Adams to Jefferson, you know, or pay up to make that switch. And I think that's great right now. Boy, I'm a big Swift believer, though. I think I might like Swift more than you do. This one's kind of a tie then for me. But I like your point of, you know, I'd rather have the young receiver than the young running back. In 2 years, I'm sure Jefferson will be worth much, much more than Swift. So I guess I lean Jefferson, but it's pretty fair.
Yeah, that one, like I said, was the closest, was the best example of really having to pay up for Jefferson. The other two trades I have here, I think, are slam dunks, easy deals to make. Next one is Jefferson for Breece Hall, Treylon Burks, and a 2024 first rounder. So you're essentially giving the 101 this year. In Hall, you're giving another early to mid first, and then that 2024 first, paying up again. But I'm doing it to get Jefferson.
Yeah, I think I would too. You know, I mean, In essence, you're giving up three firsts for Jefferson. I remember, like, when you and I started podcasting together, the going rate for a young Odell was four firsts, basically. You know, right. So I think that's about the same neighborhood, you know, and so I would rather have Jefferson than those three. Plus, you get two roster spots out of it, or at least one.
True.
You know?
True. Yeah. And I mean, with Hall being the 101 this year, it's not quite the same as three random first, but you know, it's probably closer to that four range, but still, that's the cost for one of these young star wideouts. Last one, easy deal to make. Joe Mixon, Mike Evans, throw in Samaje Perine, I guess, to pair with Mixon there. That's what you got for Justin Jefferson. I would love to get
that
deal.
That's an easy one. Yeah. I mean, if I have Mixon and Evans now, they would definitely be in my sell category, you know, firmly. And if I can turn that into a top three dynasty asset, absolutely. That's an easy one for me.
All right. So I'm buying Justin Jefferson. Matt, right after our break, we'll find out which Minnesota Viking you want on your dynasty rosters.
All right, let me take a chance here, you know, a little time out of our, to talk about rockauto.com. They've been a really good friend of the Locked On Network now for a long time, and they do amazing work. And with all the increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible to stock all the parts you need for your car, truck, whatever, at a traditional chain storefront. It just makes no sense. So a lot of you do a lot of work on your cars, and it makes a lot of sense financially, or it's a hobby, or whatever. You got to check out rockauto.com because their prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. Rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do, for example. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything you're looking for. Their catalog's extremely easy to navigate. See all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specs, prices you prefer. I mentioned that the prices are always reliably low and same for professionals as they are for you guys. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? So here's what you do. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their how did you hear about us box. They know that we sent you. That's Locked On, two words. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
One live NBA draft show is not enough for Locked On. The entire NBA channel is going live on NBA Draft Night. So if you have a favorite NBA team, make sure you subscribe now to their Locked On YouTube channel so you get notified when they go live on NBA Draft Night. Matt, I'm buying Justin Jefferson from the Vikings. That was an easy call for me, even though he is so costly, so expensive. Which Viking player are you paying for?
I have two names. I'm a big Irv Smith guy, and maybe the injury has him a little out of sight, but I don't think so. People are too smart for that and realize that there's a lot of opportunity here. I think there's a lot of available targets for someone other than Jefferson. You know, Thielen is somewhat of a declining player. I think Smith has a chance to really have a breakout season. And the other one is a cheapie, but I mean, I might take him, you know, eight spots higher in a rookie draft than others, and that's Ty Chandler. Madison is a free agent after this year. He seems like somebody that you probably won't invest in. He'll try to get a starting gig somewhere else, probably won't succeed, but I don't know that he comes back. And Cook might not be around that much longer, so Chandler could be in the mix as soon as next year.
Yeah, that's not a bad call, knowing kind of what the top two backs have ahead of them. You do know most likely you're not getting anything out of Ty Chandler this year, but if you're in a deeper dynasty league where you can spare some roster spots or maybe you have a taxi squad, Ty Chandler could be perfect for that. I like that call. I'm with you on Irv Smith. I still like him as well. But as I said, we just really haven't seen anything. I feel like for Irv Smith to succeed, Adam Thielen has to fail, and that likely would come through an injury, which is unfortunately certainly a possibility. We've we saw Thielen deal with some injuries really every year of his career, but definitely last season as well. So I like Irv. I don't mind having him on my dynasty roster. I don't know if I'm aggressively going out to target him. What do you see as his upside? Can he crack the top five dynasty tight ends if he has a big season?
It's funny. I was on vacation, but I did my redraft tight end ranks, and I had him number 9. You know, so I think he could be a every week starter as soon as this year, and he's still pretty young.
All right, so that is a couple of the targets: Irv Smith, Ty Chandler, that we are also targeting. What about yourself, Matt? A player that you are moving off your dynasty roster from this Minnesota Vikings team?
That was my tough one. I mean, I kind of thought Dalvin Cook was obvious. We often bring up star backs in their,
yep,
you know, mid to late 20s or getting to that age. But I think he's going to have a huge year. I mentioned redraft. To me, he's a top five player in redraft. So if I'm in it to win it, I might just stick with him and try to gobble up points with him. The name I wrote down was Kirk Cousins, but I don't feel super strong about it. You know, I mean, I wanted to bring up Kellen Mond to you. This staff didn't draft him. The last staff didn't like him. But could they pivot, you know, could they move off Cousins and give Mond a shot or a rookie next year? I had a hard time coming up with a sell.
Well, I mean, there were rumors, or at least maybe not rumors, that's probably even too strong, speculation that the team could move Kirk Cousins this offseason.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's pretty obvious that's not going to happen, but he is due that monster payday coming up soon. This could certainly be Cousins' last year in Minnesota, but I think if you look at that team and Cook and Jefferson is kind of the staples of that offense. If you're moving on from Kirk Cousins, it's because you want a clear upgrade. I don't think it's because you want to see what Kellen Mond can do. So,
right.
Yeah, I just don't see Mond really as having any value. Again, if you're in a super flex dynasty league with plenty of roster spots, sure, why not? But I'm probably not even going to bother with rostering him, honestly. I'm with you though with Cousins as a sell. It seems like almost by default he's gained some value this off season. He of course stays with the Vikings. We've seen some other quarterbacks in that range. You know, Ryan Tannehill comes to mind. Seemingly lose value this off season. So Cousins is a name that you can get some assets for in a dynasty super flex league. So I do not mind selling him at all. I'm with you on that one. You said it was the easy answer. That's the path I went. I went with Dalvin Cook. He's the RB11 right now over at DLF, 25 overall. And looking at some of these trades, you're not getting quite as much as I would hope for if I am selling him, but good enough, I think, to pull the trigger on most of these. Darnell Mooney and a 2023 first rounder for Dalvin Cook. What do you think about that one?
Again, I think Cook is a lot to do with the status of your individual team, because I do expect a very big year from him.
Yeah, true.
I think we're going to do Bears tomorrow, so I'm going to kind of avoid the Mooney conversation a little bit, but I think I want the Cook side here in a vacuum.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, you're right. We will talk Bears and Darnell Mooney tomorrow, so we will save that. You're right. If you've got a stack team, this may not be the time to move off of Dalvin Cook, especially if you're not getting a running back in return. You know, we talk a lot about pivoting. There's another example here where maybe it makes more sense to move him. But for Mooney in a first rounder, I can see both sides of that one. What about this one?
Real quick, on the plane on the way home just last night, I was reading, you know, some thumbnail sketches of running backs in this upcoming draft. And I don't think it's crazy, and you know better than I would, that pick might be worth more than Cook a year from now.
Oh, I think it almost certainly will. certainly
yeah,
will.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This one was a interesting one. I want the other side here for Dalvin Cook as well. Cook plus Teddy Bridgewater. This is a one quarterback league, so Bridgewater essentially worthless. For Terry McLaurin, Daryl Henderson, and the 10th pick this year. So the 1.10 in this year's draft, maybe that's, maybe it's Christian Watson or Sky Moore, Jahan Dotson,
right.
Somebody in that range. McLaurin, 110 plus Henderson for Dalvin Cook. I want the McLaurin side.
Me too. Actually, it might be Dalvin's brother at 110.
Yeah, true. It could be. And really,
running back that's plug in there. Yeah, I might want McLaurin over Cook. Period. Which
that's what I was going to say.
At least I love McLaurin. Yeah.
And the last one here's the pivot I was talking about. Dalvin Cook for Travis Etienne and a future third rounder. If you've got Cook, are you ready to pivot off of him for honestly a relatively unknown Travis Etienne?
I'm excited about Etienne. I think he's going to catch a lot of passes. I think Cook's still more valuable, though.
Yeah, that's fair. And, of course, when I say unknown, we're talking on the NFL level. And with that injury last year that Etienne dealt with, we'll see what he can do in his first season of action. Expectations are high, but still, certainly, we don't know exactly what to expect. Matt, when we come back, we'll talk about one player on this team that we want to hold, we want to hang on to.
Hey, everyone. As you guys know, I'm a big Built Bar fan. They don't last long around our house at all. But you might not know that I love brownies as well. But you know what I like even better is the brownie batter. Sometimes I eat a ton of the batter even before the brownies are done. My wife yells at me, but hey, you can't help yourself. It's so good. So these two things have combined themselves, and Built has a new creation, and this one's as good as ever, as good as any they've ever had, which is really saying something. The Brownie Batter Puff. Yeah, this puff takes protein bars a whole new level, and they're available right now on Built.com. Have you tried any of the Built Puffs yet? I've told you about them before. I mean, I'm not sure what you're waiting for. They're really, really good. They're chocolate-covered marshmallow protein bar. I mean, deliciously flavored marshmallow covered in 100% real chocolate. I've told you before, my wife's kind of a chocolate snob, and she eats these things like crazy, and it's like, man, it doesn't have that waxy chocolate that a lot of the protein bars have. They only have 140 calories, but still have 17 grams of protein and only 7 grams of sugar. The brownie batter puffs are the perfect pick-me-up for any day. All Built Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate, as I mentioned. That means that with Built, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy it doing so. They're made with a collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. These brownie batter puffs, you'll just forget that you're eating a protein bar because they're tasty. No need to pinch yourself. This is real life. So go to built.com. To get brownie batter puffs now. Here's what you do. Go to built.com, use our promo code LOCKED15, all one word, LOCKED15, and that gets you 15% off your order. So use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com.
The first picks of the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft have already been made. Search now for Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and get over 50 insiders, the Odyssey Sports Experts, the draft experts of Locked On NBA Big Board. The 5-episode Ultimate NBA Mock Draft is underway. Make Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen today. Matt, I think you already told us that Justin Jefferson was your player you're holding from this Vikings roster. Is that right?
Yeah, but I kind of like to pull up some of these deeper names, too, for these things. And,
sure.
Kind of started the show talking about expecting a lot more three receivers on the field together. And to me, that's a good opportunity for Osborne. But I also think Amir Smith-Marset was a prospect I liked a lot coming out of school. Maybe he could sneak past Osborne. So, young third Vikes receivers, my hold.
Yeah, I don't mind Smith-Marset either. Kenne Nwangu, another 2021 rookie who is kind of interesting. Both of those guys are speedsters and really special teams weapons. We'll see if either of them can turn into more than that. Adam Thielen was my hold here, and we haven't talked much about him through this Vikings conversation. He's down to 90 overall. He's the wide receiver 47, and I had him in this hold category because if you've got him and you're a contender, he's definitely going to do more for your team than you might get for him. But honestly, I actually thought he would cost a little bit more than I'm seeing in these trades. So maybe I should actually move him up to a player I want to buy. You know, we had this situation a couple weeks ago with one of these conversations. Maybe you'll remember the player. I actually don't. But no matter what situation your team is in right now, even if you're looking at your team and thinking that you're a couple years away, if you can buy Adam Thielen for a third rounder, I mean, it's almost a guarantee that you could sell him in season for a second, right? And maybe even more than that. I mean, this is a guy that has scored double-digit touchdowns multiple times in his career. The trades that I found on the Trade Finder, Adam Thielen for the 3.02, Thielen for Jarrett Patterson and a future second, Thielen for the 3.03 and a future third. It feels like we're just giving him away at that point.
Yeah, right. I mean, do you agree, more of a redraft conversation, but he's a fantasy starter still, don't you think? I mean, he's a wide receiver 3 on week 1 opening day.
Absolutely. Maybe better than that. I mean,
right. And that's again, like a third round pick in itself.
Right. And the concern, of course, is the injuries. I don't think it's his production at all. I mean, when he's been on the field the past 2 years, he's put up some major numbers. So from that standpoint, I'm not concerned at all.
No, right. I mean, he might not be what he used to be, but, you know, hold him until he's done, and, you know, you're not going to get anything back for him. Start him a few games, try to, you know, win some leagues, and like you said, at the trade deadline in your dynasty league, you might get something back more than that, you know?
Yeah, so Thielen over the past 2 seasons, and again, he did miss some games last year, essentially missed the last month of the season. But over his past 2 years, he's been a wide receiver 1, top 12 fantasy wide receiver in 36% of his games. He's been a wide receiver 2 in an additional 14% of his games. So let me do that quick math there. That's 50% of his games. He's giving you a top 24 performance. And that's, you know, that's certainly, yeah, for a third rounder. I'm going to buy Adam Thielen right now. Maybe I don't have a hold. Maybe I only have a buy from this Vikings roster. You really quickly here, I want to finish up with Alexander Mattison. You mentioned him being a free agent following the season. You don't necessarily expect him to get a starting job, it sounds like. He's a little more expensive than maybe he should be. And we know the deal. If Cook misses time, Madison's a weekly starter. He's shown that over the past few years. But when Cook's healthy, he's the workhorse. We don't see Madison too much.
Right. I'm thinking more on a next year term for him. You know, I'm sure he looks at it like, okay, I can finally get out from Dalvin's shadow and I can go be a starter. I just don't know that there will be, especially if next year's running back class is as good as we all expect it to be. You know, wouldn't a running back needy team just draft the star in the second round that's younger? And maybe he gets a James Conner-like situation and kind of lucks into a good opportunity next year, but that doesn't happen very often. You know, usually he turns into Melvin Gordon or something, you know?
Yeah, very true, very true. Well, lots of upside, lots of impact on this Vikings roster, namely through Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen. We'll see what impact this coaching staff has on the Vikings and their performance this year. That will
If you're a Cook owner, though, are you paying a little more for Madison with the handcuff theory?
Yeah, that's a good question.
If Cook gets hurt, you're starting Madison every week.
Right. I'm definitely trying to acquire Madison, but I don't think I'm willing to overpay. I think a lot of times in those situations, the manager that has the veteran on their team or the starter on their team, there's like almost a hostage situation where you're trying to acquire this backup. And, I think a lot of times you're just better off, targeting another player, even if he's a handcuff on a different team. You can usually do that at a cheaper price. That will do it for today's show. Please make sure you download and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember to follow the show at Locked On Dynasty. Follow Matt at Williamson NFL. And I'm Ryan, MC23. We'll be back next time with more Locked On Dynasty.